I'm sure it's the guy behind it. You say something, Jonathan? Sound like Jonathan said amen. It must have been his daddy. That's all right. His daddy will have a turn tonight. We've been studying Revelation. We've been doing a good job because we had two good instructors. One of them decided to leave town. The other said, well, while you're out of town, I'm going to be operated on so I don't have to teach. So we said, what are we going to do? You've seen this commercial about this guy about eating something? They said, oh, give it to whatever his name was. He'll eat anything. Well, they said, who's going to teach Revelation? They said, tell Charlie. He'll try anything. And so I was so stupid, I didn't have no better sense than say no. So I'm up here, and we're going to do that. I got some sad news, though. I'll share that with you, and then Freddie's doing the announcement. We have more. Doug and Debbie's oldest granddaughter, Evelina, best friends, or who they were best friend, killed herself Friday, I think it was. And send the obituaries today. She's 12 years old, went to Greg's Tree. Her name is Lula, L-U-L-U, Rhoton, R-H-O-T-O-N. Doug and Debbie request, and Freddie will announce this, that we remember them. Of course, Evelina is taking it real hard. Doug and Debbie's out of town. I spent 30 minutes with Doug yesterday on the phone over here getting this straightened out. Week before, Doug said, oh, it won't be no problem. He said, you do this? And he said, well, something's wrong. It's not working right. I said, yeah, that's the way it was doing me. Larry informed me he was over here 2.5 hours yesterday. And I recognized the problem with me, but Larry's pretty sharp. And
the problem's the computer.
So Doug had to take it home, plug it in the internet, and bring it back. I never heard such thing. Of course, a lot of things I haven't heard. I can do what I want to do on the computer. When I was at the office, I used to day trade all the time. And I bought and sold stocks off the computer. Now I'm home. I don't do that. I'm retired no more. But I still got things that I do with it every day. I can do what I want to do with it. But, boy, you get away. And this thing right here has got more buttons on it. And you know what? And I haven't found. And I hate to put Tommy in the same category, but I ain't found nobody in this congregation can handle it consistently. Every time you get up here. So, with that in mind, we'll see if we can make it. So, we're in Revelation, the 3rd chapter. We're down to the last church, Laodicea. We probably will not finish that, but we'll try to get in the 4th chapter. And we'll leave earth and go to the throne up in heaven through a vision through John Wednesday. You know me, I don't move very fast. But kind of like Brittany, she don't move very fast either. She's just coming through the door back there, but she's got good reason. She's carrying a big boy. I just said that kid and I don't know what she's, but I got a feeling. What do we know about Laodicea?
It was a lukewarm church.
A lukewarm church. What was some of the positive, praiseworthy that that Christ laid on them? Now, when you think about Laodicea, the first thing that comes to your mind, lukewarm. I am sure the church has been gone for several years. But do you think we have any Laodicea churches in this world?
Exactly, yes.
Yes, I believe we do. So we got some lukewarm churches. South side cannot be that. What were some of the things that he praised them for?
Nothing.
Nothing. The only one that I can remember reading that he did not praise them, we'll bring that out in the lesson. So let me see if I can find a pointer. Okay, here's what we're talking about, Laodicea. We'll close if class Wednesday with a map. Some of this got more than that. But you, right here is where John's at. You remember he was on the island of Patmos? About 95 A.D. The church was established about 33. Jesus had already gone back to heaven. The church has been in existence for 60 years. This is some of the shape that the church is different places then. Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Smyrna. Ephesus is the one we started with. Philadelphia and Laodicea. And we'll finish it. And familiar yourself with. Here's some places. Here's Crete. We're familiar with that. Here's Athens right here. We've talked about Lystra and Iconium, Derbe, and Antioch, some of these other places right here. But we're at Laodicea right now, the last church of the seven we're going to be talking about. I hope if we can get this thing to operate right, which it's not doing right now. If I got this on presentation, I should be able to just click.
Just use the arrow up and down.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, you are on the right screen on the overhead, but I'm not on the right one here on the projector screen. And since I'm going to read here instead of turning around and reading there, I really be interested. I'm on number one.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay.
Gotcha. Let's do this.
What I was having a problem with the last two Saturday, I was not punching PowerPoint down here, and it was not running, so I couldn't get it to do anything. Finally, I figured that out yesterday. Rose got here to clean the building, and I said, it's time to go home. I figured I didn't want to express my temperament to her in front of her.
You were a gentleman and a Christian.
Now, I know how to do that. I can come back here, but that's the way I would do it. Get it up. That's the only way.
Now, you were on slide 28 when you did that, right?
29, it should be. 29 is the... Is that now? I want to go to 30. Can you hit the down there? That's where I want to be.
Okay, stand by that. Sure.
See what I'm talking about? You have no consistency with this thing. I don't care who's standing behind it. Good. That's it.
Okay.
Why don't you leave it there?
Well, I hit the arrow.
I got to make it through this class.
Somehow it ended.
Would you repeat that? Somehow it ended, and I don't know what happened here. No. I've heard that from Dale, Larry, Doug.
All right. Now what's up on the screen? The map?
Map. All right. Now we hit the down arrow, and that should be it. Now we're on both the same thing. All right. Thank you. Now when I get ready to bring the next slide up, if it doesn't work, I'll call for you.
Just take your time on this one. We'll be all right.
Got a point there. You just well so laugh about it. If you don't, you cry. I told Cindy, I said, I didn't have no trouble getting the material. I had trouble getting it work on this computer. I got a Dell at home. Larry's got a good suggestion that we should have a Dell here. Of course, Doug's not here. This is his baby. He's all for it. He uses more than anybody. But we look at Laodicea, and before we read that, and you'll probably recognize the material, They're his material. I told him I put it on. He already had it on the computer. I put it on my flash drive. I told him I'd take it home and make something out of it. And I did. So when you see him 2 weeks from now, you say, boy, Charles done a good job with him with material. Now, he really changed that over. But Laodicea, the third chapter, verse 14 is what we're going to read from in a few minutes. Some of the historical background that we have. And I'm going to hit the down arrow and hope that changes. Yep. This was originally a strong garrison on a strategic eastern trade route. And Laodicea was a well-known city back then. What's one reason it was well-known for?
It's
wealth. Wealth. It had money. And that's what corrupted the church, too, as we're going to see later on. The center of the Greek culture. It reached its peak of importance and wealth when Asia was made a Roman province about 190 B.C. before Christ. And we're about, 95? Now after Christ. Zeus was the native culture worship that they worship in, and this was quite common back then. Was a center of imperial worship, and the myth of worshiping these idols was quite popular down there. It was situated in a neighborhood of hot springs, and we'll have a little bit more there. Lysen, the river coming through there, was dirty, wasn't good drinking water. So what they had to do is they had a hot spring about 5 miles away. They canaled that over to the city. And by the time it got to the city, it was nauseating, lukewarm. And that's what Jesus associate the church to. It was lukewarm. It was just kind of nauseating. You know, when you're out working and you're hot, thirsty, I guess you're that way. I can't ever remember being that way, but other people tell me the other way. I don't have an intention of getting that way either, Junior. but a good cold drink of water is good. If you was out on a night like last night, and by the way, where did spring go? Man. Cindy woke me up last night, and I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm turning my electric blanket on. I'm cold. May the 15th? But if you're hot, a hot tonic, like hot tea, hot coffee, tastes real good. But something lukewarm. Jesus said, it just makes me want to throw you up. So what you have here, you have a church that thought they arrived. We got to be on guard to that. When people come through the door, and now that we've got up to pretty good size, I look in the board and we have 81. If everybody's here and everything going good, we'll have in the 80s. Come in. We didn't get there for being that way, and we're not going to go on forward for being that way, and Laodicea not either. And if Jesus looked down and he knew about them, he knows about Southside. And he said, if you're lukewarm, I am going to vomit you up. Have nothing to do with you. So that's about where we're at. It was a famous school of medicine and had developed a world-renowned eye salve. And because of the hot springs there and the medical field was probably very limited then, and I could see this. was famous for his riches, soft, glossy, black wool. One of the commerce there, they made black wool. And, you know, that's a rarity. You can understand that. And that was pretty. Evidently, they had black sheep, and they had black wool from them. Made them money. Was noted as a bank city. They was financially secure. All of these made it one of the wealthiest city in the world at its time. That's the problem. I couldn't deal with the wealth. And most cannot deal with the wealth. Wonder why? Wonder why you can't deal with your wealth? Excuse me?
I said, that's the problem.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You make it your God. And you're in idol worship. Some people, they just want to be wealthy and spend all their time accumulating wealth. There's nothing wrong with the church having wealth. Matter of fact, I think we should. Because if the people are using that money in the right way to promote God's cause, our contribution has been good from day one and is good now for a congregation our size. So we have some people that's putting in chunks of money here. And it should be that way if you have it, you know. But that has not been a problem with us. We have a big mortgage still on this building. We need to take care of that, and we've been trying to take care of that. So we're getting to the point now that we've got to stay in this. You've got to spend a little money in order to be a little money. So we spent money on the parking lot, and one of these days we'll get it done. We've got a storage building coming. One of these days, after we can get on the parking lot, we'll have the store building. We got carpet people coming and cleaning some of the carpet in here. We're going to have to put a wall in here and another classroom. About $10,000. I would like to put that on the note. We can't get to the point that we don't take care of the note, but we can't keep to the point that we don't do things like that too. So we got to hit a happy medium somewhere along the line. I went into Franklin Bank Friday. The number two man was from Franklin, was there. And he said, I was out there by your church building. Boy, it looks good. You guys doing it? And boy, you got houses going all around you. Big houses. And I said, yeah. He said, did you know that? I said, well, when we moved out there, it was one of the hottest growing place in Bowling Green. But we went into a real little recession. They quit developing subdivision and building houses, but now we're cranking back up. We hope to get some. We got one from Judy that lives right over here. She comes on Wednesday night. And that's, to my knowledge, we got several that lives in the area around here, but not in the suburb. But they don't have very many houses completed. But we're hoping that that would work for us, and we'll reach some souls that way. So much so that when the city was destroyed, so much wealth, destroyed by an earthquake in AD 60, it refused financial aid. Never heard such thing down days and times. You know, nobody refuses financial aid, as well as other forms of aid from the imperial government of Rome. They're so wealthy, they said, we'll build our own. Well, things have changed a little bit. The way we are now, how much is the government going to give me? And you do it my way, or we're going to cut the funds off. Well, Laodicea and said, we got enough money, we don't have to rely on Rome. That's pretty wealthy. Let's look at the first 20 verses, then we'll go back and talk about it. Revelation 3, and to the angel of the church of Laodicea writes, we've seen this so many times, every one of the churches, these things said the Amen. Now, some of the characteristics here, who is he talking about? When he says, Amen, the faithful, true witness in the beginning of creation of God.
He's talking about Jesus.
Talking about, did you say Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. He's talking about Jesus Christ. That's who he's referring to. I know your works. They probably, Laodicea didn't want them to know the works because they didn't have very many. That you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you was cold or hot. Wonder why. If you're cold, could you do something with it? Yeah, you can make it. You could take somebody that's cold, teach them the gospel. You can take somebody that's hot, like they are, and say, oh, well, we have arrived. We don't need God. It's hard to deal with those type of people. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you said, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. They have arrived to the point they don't even need God. They don't even give God the credit for the wealth.
They think they don't need God.
They think is right. And God and Jesus Christ is bringing this to their attention. When you see this and say, oh, I am rich. Most time when you talk to people who got money, I made it. I done this. I done that. No, you didn't. Not by yourself. And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked? This is how they really are. They didn't see them that away. Oh, we're Southside. We have arrived. Jesus said, no, you're not. No, you haven't. You're miserable. You're poor. You're blind. You're naked. We can't get that away. And he's telling the church here at Laodicea, you can't be that way too. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments. White signifies what?
Purity.
Purity, holiness. If you ever see it manifested any place, you see it in his church. And when we are out on the street tomorrow, the bone grain should see it too. Okay? That you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve. How do we anoint our eyes? We're doing that right now. With the truth, with the gospel. That's what we got to do. And that's what he's commanding them to do. They haven't done this. They got away from the truth. They wouldn't have the attitude that they have. And God said, you're not going to be acceptable. You're not going to be my church very long with that type of attitude. That you might see. This is the only way we can see, through the truth. And many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Does God chasten us? It says here, if he loves us, yes, ma'am.
At one time, this church had a real strong, good foundation, and they picked up the attitude of live and let live, and that's why he's so upset with them, because
Paul refers to them in Colossians and two places in Colossians, I think. We'll look at that later. And evidently, at that time, he had a high opinion of the church. But now, this is the true and faithful witness. He says, amen. That puts a stop to it. This is the truth. They're not that way. They might be that way in the community, but they're not that way around the throne that we're going to look at when we get the fourth and fifth chapter. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. If God loves you, he's going to correct you. How does he correct you? Well, I'd say most of the time he corrects us right here. I believe in God's chastisement. I'm not sure I recognize it all the time, because I don't believe everything happens to me is that, but I believe he does it because I believe he loves me.
Charles.
Yes.
I think it's not if God, it's because God loves
right.
us.
Right.
He chastens us.
Right. Just like any other parents with their children, you know. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. There's still opportunity for him, isn't it? As long as we're breathing, as long as we're here, and Christ is still standing at the door knocking. What does that signify? Yeah, that shows me that man has a responsibility to hear the truth and respond to it. Yes, ma'am.
And I haven't known where I've been in the study of Revelation before. The door here is the human heart. It's our heart.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think he mentioned it. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any heart, if any hear my voice and open the door, open his heart to me, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. What does a dine mean?
Fellowship.
God will have fellowship with us. If we let him, he will not force us. And then we won't get to it today, but Wednesday night we'll get down to the last two verses. We're going to see some reason that he encourages us to do that. Okay? All right, let's continue on. Amen. Everybody knows what amen says. Freddie says amen to the statement up here. I mean, that settles it. That's what it is. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Well, that's what we have here. to be firm or to steadfast was intended to express certainty. This is certainly how it is way it is, because Jesus Christ said it was. He's the faithful and just witness. He knows what's going on in his church. Now, they might not wish he knew about all the bad deeds they had, but he does know about it. You know what that should encourage us? Tomorrow, Satan's going to tempt us to do something. You know how we should reply? Do I want to give up my soul for that temptation? Whatever it is. It might be, oh, you don't have to live there. You went to church yesterday. Yeah, we did go Sunday. But as things unfold on Monday, do I want to give my soul up for whatever I'm being tempted by? You know what? It might keep us from being tempted that way. Well, I'm not going to get very far. I look up the clock and it's got 5 minutes to go. I thought, where's the time go? Every time I come up here and teach, somebody messes with that clock. At least I didn't spend a month in Jude. The reason I didn't, if I was teaching Jude, I was probably spent 2 months, but didn't. The faithful and true witness, that's Jesus Christ. We can say, well, you can take it to the bank when he talks. What he sees and declares is worthy of trust and is to be believed. Now, people tell me a lot of things. And I look at it and say, you don't have sense enough to get out of the rain. But when Jesus Christ talks, and he tells me, in order to be with him, I got to bring my Bible in compliance with this. And the devil said, oh, no, you don't, Charlie. You got plenty of time. You just do it whenever you feel like it. You live a little bit first. The devil doesn't offer heaven to us, but Jesus Christ does. And my people, I say this with the biggest heart for loving. The only way you do that is to be in Jesus Christ, worthy of forgiveness of sin. And Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verse 27, and Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 3, tells us how we do that. You're baptized into Jesus Christ, his death. Somebody said, well, you're one of those Church of Christ people who believes in water baptism. The only reason I do it is because that's the element that God chose to reveal where we come in contact with his blood. Ephesians says the one baptism, the 4th chapter. So that's where we're at. The beginning of creation. Still talk about Jesus. In contrast to Zeus, who some myth of religion that come up and so forth, and out of worship. The king of God, of the Greek, was a myth. And they led a lot of people astray. He appears on, even on some of their coins. The only thing I can say about these coins is I wish I had me a box full of them, gold coins like that. I'd be one of those wealthy, not Laodicea, Southside. I hope I use it different than what they do. But, well, let's go on. I was going to jump ahead. I'm not going to. He says, I know thy works. He knows Southside's work too. He knows less in. Notice that no compliment are said about the congregation. Can you imagine that? The God looking down and don't find anything to praise Southside about? Yes, ma'am.
And that's in contrast to some of the other congregations that he found, you know.
Yes.
He commented on the fact that there's a few who have not yet soiled their garments.
Yeah. There's two when we get down to the last side, we're going to find they're going to be different color there. They don't have to repent. The other five does. These are works that they are wishing he did not know. But he does know. He knows about them. Evidently, the main thrust of their effort was towards material wealth. That's when being rich is wrong. That's all I care about. Adding my bank account. Bulging it up. We get to that point, I don't have no time for the church. Verse 17, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. Matter of fact, another way we would say that, we have arrived. Have you ever met some snobby people who come across as like they have arrived? They're out there. And I recognize we're probably the wealthiest country in the world, but we should never manifest that type of attitude. Really don't manifest that like I done it without God. I have no problem with somebody being wealthy. I came from a congregation, 12th Street, that had a lot of wealthy people in it. It was a big congregation. I have no problem with that. If they give God the credit and they use it for God's work. If not, he has a problem with it. Most likely they didn't pay heed to their true spiritual needs, that because of their material comfort and personal independence. That's the problem of being wealthy. That's could be a tool of Satan. Things is so good. Well, I got a nice house to live in. I got a nice car to live in. All my bills are paid for. I got food in the refrigerator. I'll sit back. There's a story about that, isn't it? So I'll tear down barns and build more barns. You remember the story in Luke, I think the 16th chapter, where the rich man and Lazarus die? And did the rich man worry about his possessions? Well, what about my bank account back there? What about all my property back there? Not one time did he say anything about that stuff. It didn't mean nothing to him. What did he say?
He worried about his
brother. Yes. You back and tell my brother that they don't want to come to a place where I'm at. Spiritual wealth. They said he was wealthy. He died. His wealth didn't do him no good, and he wasn't concerned with his wealth then. Yes.
There's also the young rich man who didn't follow Christ because he had great possessions. He did everything else, but when Christ said, leave everything and follow me, he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't go away and leave it, would he? Wealth was his God. See, when we get to the point where, and wealth has this tendency to do that, when we get to the point where it's like that, it's a problem. Well, they were content with their food and raiment, in which they should be, but man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We can't get to the point that we deal without this. And don't nobody call Doug this afternoon and tell him that we didn't make it past the first slide. I said we're going to finish this Wednesday night. Can I move that up to the week from Wednesday night? Thank you very much.